Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow reaching a high of 19, Polokwane 10 and Mbombela 22. IFP President Velengosini Hlabisa says his party is concerned about a potential stalemate between the ANC and the DA. The two parties are set to be having talks this afternoon, and they've been at loggerheads over the allocation of cabinet positions in the government of national unity.
Our concern is for a country that is eager to move forward. The work of governance must begin. We cannot remain in a holding pattern where there is so much to be done.
South Africa's youth have weighed in on the country's new political normal as the country awaits President Cyril Ramaphosa's announcement on his new cabinet. Marking the end of Youth Month, Mapabalo Boroto spoke to some of these young voters.
Wits University student Tlotlego Rantsho says she has no regrets and she is happy with the outcome of the elections, which has brought an end to the ANC's 30 years of majority rule. She finds calls from parties such as the MK Party for a rerun of the elections due to claims of rigging to be a bit extreme.
Political parties are already clashing heads and installing ministers. A re-election is just going to just prolong the whole process.
Mapabalo Boroto, Jacaranda FM News in Johannesburg.
Meanwhile, EFF Secretary General Marshall Dlamini is allowed to be a part of the Member of Parliament despite his conviction of 18 months in prison, that now for assaulting a police officer during the State of the Nation address in 2019. Unlike the case of former President Jacob Zuma, the sentence was wholly suspended for 5 years. Here's Judges Matter Research and Advocacy Officer Bekezeli Benjamin.
The Electoral Court says that anyone whose sentence has been suspended by the court is not disqualified in terms of Section 47. He can still continue to be a member of parliament because his prison sentence was suspended by the court.
In other news, the Rand Water says it has completed the maintenance at the Akenhof pumping station near Alberton following a power outage at the station. Rand Water spokesperson Makenosi Maru urges residents to be patient.
It is anticipated that it might take a couple of days for the system to fully recover and for all affected areas to receive water.
And finally, Proteas batsman David Miller says qualifying for the T20 World Cup final has been an emotional experience. It will be South Africa's first senior men's final since the inaugurational championships trophy in Bangladesh in 1998 when the Proteas beat the West Indies in the title match.
It's been a lot of heartache in South African cricket for many years with the semi-finals. It's been a tough time, but I think we're finally getting over that line, managing to do it the way that we did, made it even more special.
For Jacaranda FM News, I'm Marlene Fischer.
Guaranteed to keep your party going all night long. The Jacaranda FM Party Night.
I do it for the ladies. I gotta keep a hood. Where we at, Polo? Hey! I see you, Ron. Yo, Keep, you was right. We just getting started. Yeah, man.
You say you're searching for somebody that'll take you out and do you right.